and furthermore I compiled supplementary tables of my own, touching the probable quantity of stockfish, etc., consumed by every Low Dutch harpooneer in that ancient Greenland and Spitsbergen whale fishery. In the first place, the amount of butter and Texel and Leyden cheese consumed seems amazing. I impute it, though, to their naturally unctuous natures, being rendered still more unctuous by the nature of their vocation, and especially by their pursuing their game in those frigid polar seas, on the very coasts of that Eskimo country where the convivial natives pledge each other in bumpers of train oil. The quantity of beer, too, is very large, 10,800 barrels. Now, as those polar fisheries could only be prosecuted in the short summer of that climate, so that the whole cruise of one of these Dutch whalemen, including the short voyage to and from the Spitsbergen Sea, did not much exceed 3 months, say, and reckoning 30 men to each of their fleet of 180 sail, we have 5,400 Low Dutch seamen in all. Therefore, I say, we have precisely 2 barrels of beer per man for a 12 weeks allowance, exclusive of his fair proportion of that 550 anchors of gin. Now, whether these gin and beer harpooneers, so fuddled as one might fancy them to have been, were the right sort of men to stand up in a boat's head and take good aim at flying whales, this would seem somewhat improbable. Yet they did aim at them, and hit them too.